Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one goth. Who is who?
I mean, I think I'm a goth thinker.
A goth thinker. A goth in the mind.
Sure. I mean, my sadness certainly doesn't mean nothing.
Yes, that's true. Emotionally goth.
Sure.
And sometimes, you know.
And sometimes I feel like a girl.
So, well, you are a gal when you're hanging out with me and Alexis.
Absolutely, yes.
Always a gal.
We saw Billy do a little weird kick thing, like a kick step that was pretty girly a little while ago.
You know, it's great to have a feminine touch.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I'm in touch with my feminine side.
I know. And that's why you can get along with girls so well.
Yes.
It's great. Billy, do we want to just jump right into what the dark day is today?
I think so. Unless we have any housekeeping to
do. Do we have any housekeeping? How are you guys doing?
I mean, I think we're doing okay. I'm wearing a dress today that I thought you all should know is from the Lady Gang and Express collection.
Yes.
That I had to get on Poshmark because it was sold out too quickly when I tried to buy it in real time.
Yes, wow. It is in very high demand.
Honestly, it's the most flattering, amazing dress I've ever worn in my life, and I wear it too much. And I always joke that I look like a little napkin when I wear it.
Napkin. You guys, little napkin. If we launched a first degree clothing line, what would the items be in it?
Wow, that's good.
Well, I think we need something with like a little collar. Like we need some little.
You need like an Alexis dress.
Yeah, like a Wednesday Addams, like a classic LBD with a collar, like every person's dress.
We definitely need to do our version of the newsboy hat. Like, how do we an acceptable version for Alexis and I?
Sure.
For the newsboy hat, for Billy to...
An acceptable version of a newsboy hat would be to put it at the end of a, like, pooper scooper for a yard. Like, it'd have to be in the hardware department at Home Depot.
I thought you were going to go, like, put it at the end of the universe and then shoot it into the sky.
No, it need to be, like, need to be at Osh Orchard Supply Hardware Store as a pooper scooper receptacle.
Okay.
Ooh, wow, okay then.
That is actually what our new first degree line is going to be.
Yes.
No, newsboy pooper scooper.
Look for it now.
No, but we would have like a Billy sort of t-shirt. We'd have a Jack crop top. We'd need an item for each of us, I think.
Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Coming soon.
No hats available.
No hats available, yes.
No hats allowed or available.
Right.
Okay, Billy, what is the dark day today?
So today is September 30th. And
Where does the time go, by the way? How is it fall?
I am upset. I feel like I barely got to experience summer.
You were just on tour. You were living.
I was just all over the place, which I was very excited about. Yeah. But
it's better than the summer previous.
We cried a lot last summer.
Which literally was a sad summer.
Wait, did we ever talk about how last summer we went, I live on the marina, which has like a little beach area. Mm-hmm. And this is when I was seeing absolutely no one and neither were you guys. You came out to visit Jared and I and we sat 10 feet away from each other on this little beach.
That's right.
And we got kicked out off of the beach by cops.
Yes.
And it was like our only human connection that we had.
And we were so happy for the cops. We were just like, thank you for talking to us too.
Like, do you want to have a conversation? Yes. Like, I might get COVID from you, but it'll be worth it.
would have been.
Got kicked off of the beach.
That was soul crushing.
That was soul crushing. All right. Anyway,
so September 30th, and back in 1955, this is the day that James Dean was killed in California when his Porsche Spyder that he was test driving hit a Ford Tudor sedan at an intersection. He was going 85 miles per hour.
And that was not in an 85 mile per hour zone, my friend.
And I'll always remember the guy that that he ran into was he had an amazing name, Donald Turnipseed.
I know.
That can't be real.
Yeah, it was real.
He was a 23-year-old student from Cal Poly. And, you know, we're going to get into the car that James Dean was driving, which he nicknamed, and he only bought it 9 days earlier.
Yeah, he had just bought the car.
And he nicknamed this car the Little Bastard. And the Little Bastard had a life that was so entangled with death as it went on. Because James Dean died, but this car went on, and it is more than Christine. Like, everyone talks about, like, haunted cars, Christine. This car, because it was chopped up, broken up, and its parts went into different places, and then it wreaked havoc and caused death in numerous locations. So we're going to talk about that in True Crime Rewind.
Is that something that happens with cars? Like, when cars go through an accident?
I think an expensive car like a Porsche.
Then they're going to take the
especially
pieces.
Back then, there were even fewer Porsches than there are now. Now they have abilities to mass produce in ways that back then they couldn't have understood. So I'm sure they were chopping shit up and repurposing every chance they got because those parts were so expensive. And it was a European import.
Mm-hmm.
It still is, but not, I mean, things were a lot more slow moving back then.
No, this is 1955. And by the way, so James Dean had been quoted because he loved to drive fast. And in regards to dying in a car crash, he quoted saying, "What better way to die? It's fast and clean. And you go out in a blaze of glory."
That's so crazy. And I do want to make note, and we're going to play this. James Dean, he filmed a PSA for safe driving, and this was like right before he died. And we're going to play a clip of that right now.
"We probably have a great many young people watching our show tonight, and for their benefit, I'd like your opinion about fast driving on the highway. Do you think it's a good idea?"
"A good point. I used to fly around quite a bit, you know. I took a lot of unnecessary chances on the highways. And I started racing, and now I drive on the highways, I'm extra cautious. Because no one knows what they're doing half the time. You don't know what this guy's going to do with that one. On a track, there are a lot of men who spend a lot of time developing rules and ways of safety. And I find myself being very cautious on the highway. I don't have the urge to speed on the highway. People say racing is dangerous, but I'll take my chances on the track any day than on a highway."
"Do you have any special advice for the young people who drive?"
"Take it easy driving. The life you might save might be mine."
Okay, so we're going to jump all into this James Dean haunted car. Not haunted.
No, cursed car.
No, it's kind of cursed, haunted, whatever it is.
Cursed or whatever the bad luck, whether it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, who knows? I mean, we can't deny that sometimes we see a string of events connected to an event or to an item that is undeniable. And I think we see that here.
This is undeniable. It is fucking crazy. And I had no idea about it until we started researching it. So we're going to jump into that for True Crime Rewind. But before then, we have got some bitching to do.
We sure do.
We do.
"Please rise. Court is now in session."
"All rise.
Call the first witness."
"How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?"
Okay, welcome to On the Stand. Every single week, we are bringing something to the stand. Person, place, thing, idea, theory, I don't know, whatever you want to bring. And we're either going to debate it. Nope. We're going to prosecute it. I don't know where my brain is.
No, we do debate it. I mean, that is true.
We're prosecuting it or defending it. And then at the end, we're each going to vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Then we bring it to all of our followers and see how, you know, how everybody is feeling about said idea. And again, to remind you, what we bring to the stand is what we're debating, not our opinions of it.
Sure.
So if I bring champagne to the stand, you're voting on it, guilty or not guilty. Do you like champagne? Do you not like champagne?
Well, another thing, a way you guys can all look at it is that, are we prosecuting or are we defending?
Yes.
You know, so if we're saying we like something, it's coming to the stand, it's
we're prosecuting it.
Or we're defending.
No.
It's something that's, oh gosh, you just made this harder. No, we bring something to Stan that sort of has a bad rap, and we're bringing it up to defend it. And something that has a good rap that actually is the devil.
Yes.
Then overrated. We are... Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we thought that we would do a, because of, you know, James Dean and the infamous crash, we're going to do a little car themed on the Stand today. So I'm really interested to see what Billy has to bring today.
Yes. Now, I know in the past it has been hard for me to come up with on the Stands, but this one was very easy.
Okay.
Because I gave it to you in a group chat.
No. And it goes back to, you might not even remember this, Alexis. So Alexis and I filmed a television show called Unraveled, which you can get on Discovery Plus and soon on ID. And we were driving on Long Island. We were driving towards a shoot in Queens. And I was like, okay, we're going to Queens. I'm driving. I put on music. Now, the music I put on going into Queens, I think we were going near Hollis, is I put on Run DMC, Rockbox. One of the greatest, you know, legendary songs of all time.
Not ringing a bell.
Alexis, maybe 30 seconds into it, says, can we change this? What I'm putting on the Stand is, if you're not driving, shut the hell up. You have no right to ask for anything on the radio.
So we're saying backseat DJs, I'll say.
Backseat DJs, side DJs. No.
Okay, here's my response to that. You, Billy Jensen, have done several TV shows. You are an acclaimed New York Times bestseller. You have had lots of experiences on your way to shoots. I wanted a song that would hype me up, and I didn't know that one. And I think it's case-by-case basis. I'm going to say you are wrong. I'm going to say you should take into consideration the event, the occasion, the person sitting next to you, and what kind of experience you're trying to curate. And that should be a shared decision. So I'm going to say
guilty.
Guilty.
Not guilty.
No, not guilty.
You're going to say not guilty. Yes. All right.
Why are we confusing ourselves so much?
Yes. I don't know, because our listeners screwed us up because they're like, what does it mean? And we were so clear on this before.
I know.
Billy, no, do you see my perspective? Like, I didn't know that one. I wanted to.
I do
it was
a
my
little
first
bit.
It was like one of my first, it was literally my first TV shoot ever.
Yeah. But,
and you wanted to control the vibe. It's not fair.
Here, you know what? This is now an overarching theme with Billy Jensen is he does not know how to read the room
or share
for a music change.
That's
choice.
Correct. He puts on fucking bagpipes when we come over.
So I have mixed thoughts about it. When Jared drives, he always lets me DJ, but I don't expect to DJ if I'm going in somebody else's car that I usually don't drive with. Like, I would expect that they'd be the one curating the music. So I do agree with your main point. However, if a time, place thing happening that you want to have a curated, like, combined vibe.
Plus, this is a shared rental vehicle that was belonged to both of us.
So it's not Billy Jensen's car.
Correct. It was our shared expedition.
Whoever is driving owns the car.
Except they're always like, hey, you change the music, because they want to keep their hands on the wheel. So is it really...
I don't do that. I never did that.
You don't really like to drive, so this is a very specific...
The one time he's driven.
He doesn't... Billy also, just so everyone knows, he doesn't like to drive. He wants anyone else to drive. He hates driving because he wants to check Instagram. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I just like to chill.
Oh, so does everybody else that doesn't want to drive.
I'd be like, hey, Billy, I'm doing my own makeup on this TV show. Can you please drive so I can do my makeup? He'd be like, no.
Of course I would drive.
Oh, okay, anyways, I'm going to say backseat DJ. I say it's guilty.
I say mistrial.
Yes.
It's too...
No, mistrial. No, you just lost.
It's too broad.
You lost.
Again, it is a vague,
it's too broad.
Broad
you should
term.
Have been more specific when it's your car. No. Like, okay, whatever. Fine. Guilty.
Okay, I'm going to go. So what I'm putting on the Stand today is unnecessary phone calls in the car.
Yes.
I might be one of my top three pet peeves in the entire world is when you're driving with somebody, whether you're the driver or the passenger, and somebody gets a call or they decide to make a call that they do not need to be making and have a full-on conversation in the car with you there.
Like your Uber driver? Because I've had that happen a lot.
I mean, in Uber driver is fine because you're not interacting with them at all. But if like if you're driving with your friend somewhere and their friend just decides to call their boyfriend to like catch up or something like that and have a whole conversation about a meaningless thing, it is so annoying.
It's rude.
And so rude and unnecessary. Yeah. But people do it all the time.
I hate car conversations.
So unless somebody is dying or unless it's a very, very important conversation, don't answer the phone. Don't pick up the phone to call somebody. Leave it for when you land or when you land. Leave it for when you arrive and you can walk off into the distance and nobody has to listen to your conversation.
By the way, Jack is so hip that she has a flying car. That's why she said leave it when she can land.
Honestly, in old times, they didn't have cell phones and they didn't talk during car rides. And it was all fine. And honestly, this is why people should avoid their phones when they're driving. You can get the bad news when you get home.
Yes.
Like, imagine the liberty of people who didn't have cell phones when bad news approaches you at every corner and you can't get it till you get home to your landline and check your voicemail.
How nice would that be to drive before phones? You're literally just in a little slice of heaven.
Other than the GPS, yeah, I would have enjoyed that.
You know what? It was so much
and
better.
And getting lost and not
exactly when you had a map.
Printing out MapQuest directions not before even, you left the
buying
house.
Buying like a Hagstrom map, which was like these maps that they used to have on Long Island. I would be all about getting rid of the internet and getting rid of cell phones. Let's do it.
We could start writing letters again. Things would get a lot more romantic, that's for sure.
I know, things would get more romantic.
Just imagine the sonnets Jared would write you.
I'm going to make him do it.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
I think you should.
All right, Alexis, what's on the stand for you?
All right, this is very specific, but I think a lot of people will resonate.
Okay.
I'm defending having several bags of Goodwill donations in your trunk at all times. For months at a time, in
fact. Oh my God. I think I have like five in my trunk right now.
So I've been called out recently on the fact that I've had garbage bags full of Goodwill donations in my trunk for months. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm not done. I'm still collecting donations at home. And I don't want to go to Goodwill more than once, even though there's one literally on my street. They're everywhere. Yeah. Like, I get gas. I do make inconvenient stops. I stopped here to get beer on the way. Like, I make inconvenient stops all the time. Why I feel this strange need to hoard Goodwill bags in my trunk.
Yes.
Until my whole house is purged of donations, which will never happen because I do it like once a month.
You'll keep getting shit.
It's just daily. I think everyone's guilty of this though. Like I think women especially do it. Maybe men do it, but like tell me. I mean, have you had Goodwill donation bags in your trunk for prolonged periods of time?
Absolutely. I actually have an old car that is sitting in my garage.
Back
in Phoenix, that still that I haven't donated for 5 years, and it actually has donation. Like that's the meta. It actually has donation bags inside of it.
What kind of car is it?
Nesting dolls.
What kind of
donations upon donations?
Yeah. It's a Saturn View.
Oh, whose is it?
It's mine. I'm back in the day.
You're just so. Here's the thing. You're just attached to it. Otherwise, you would have handled it.
No, I had to get the title and then like, you know, the whole, it was a whole to-do.
You take initiative on really trivial shit. Like there's some psychological meaning for you not donating this. But my point is, I think we all deal with this. I think it's like, hey, I have this stuff in my trunk. It pained me to get rid of it, but it's in my trunk. It's almost gone. And I think it's the phase before we let it go. Like it's a grace period. Like what if I need it in this 6 month period where it's in my trunk?
No, mine isn't even that. Mine is just, it's the same thing where it seems like this really annoying task that you have to do. But in reality, it takes you literally two minutes.
One moment.
You have to take them out of your trunk and get rid of them.
But I'm saying it's like we all have this psychological block where it's like a thing we didn't really want to get rid of because we bought it once and liked it once.
Now you're talking about actually going through your closet and getting rid of shit. I have shit that still has tags on from 5 years ago that I'm like, maybe I'll wear it this year.
Well, it all funnels down where we actually do decide to get rid of it. We put it in our trunk and then we're like, we'll just sit there for 6 months.
Yeah.
But my point is I'm defending this process because eventually, at least for me, it does make its way to the donation center.
Yeah, that's once you end up taking new garbage bags out and they don't all fit in your trunk. So you have to move the old ones out before you put the new ones in.
Right. And you're like,
it's just the state of limbo that they sit in.
State of limbo where I think most people in the Americas, I mean, North and South and our regular America, all have Goodwill bags in your trunk. And I'm defending it. And I think we should forgive ourselves. And you keep putting those donations in the trunk because it helps the donation centers.
That's right. Get them out there eventually.
And you know what? If you're doing it because you're afraid to purge these items, be patient with yourself. Give yourself this grace period. And you are entitled to hoard the Goodwill bags to your delight.
I love it. That was very nice. Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Woo!
All right. Well,
this is not an ad for Goodwill.
When we come back, it is time for some True Crime Rewind.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For The RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on TheRealReal.com using code FIRST. That's TheRealReal.com using the code FIRST.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to True Crime Rewind. We talked about James Dean at the top of the episode, and we're going to talk about the car. Now, the car was a Porsche Spyder that mm-hmm. he died in. He gave it the nickname Little Bastard.
Which I love.
9 days later, he was dead.
Is it Little Bastard with an L-I-L apostrophe?
No.
Like a rapper?
It's 1955.
The Little Bastard.
No, it's 1955. Now.
Yeah, maybe it was Little.
Little Bastard. He's
wasn't British?
But at the 50s, we all just came over from England only a few decades prior.
We're all so British.
Something like that. Well, speaking of British, so a week before the crash, Dean met Alec Guinness in Los Angeles.
This is crazy.
Alec Guinness famously played, I mean, he's an amazing actor. He was knighted, but he famously played Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm.
Now, Guinness looked at the Porsche and he wrote in his diary, "The sports car looked sinister to me. Exhausted, hungry, feeling a little ill-tempered in spite of Dean's kindness. I heard myself saying in a voice I could hardly recognize as my own, 'Please never get in it. If you get in that car, you will be found dead in it by this time next week.'"
How ominous is that?
Wow.
And he just, like, something overcame him, and he just felt that there's something.
Is he alive?
Alec Guinness? No, he passed away, but he lived a longer life because he never got in that damn car.
We should examine his writings, because it sounds very prophetic.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know what? He was a Jedi. He was the first Jedi we ever really met, so. All right, now.
What?
He was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Star Wars.
Did you not listen to the first?
Yeah. Sure, sure.
So now, a few weeks after the crash, the car was being transported, and it apparently fell off a trailer and killed the truck driver.
Which is insane.
Yes. Now, then a guy, Dr. William Esrich, he bought it from a salvage yard in Burbank right up the street and stripped it for parts. He took the Porsche's engine and put it in his own Lotus 9 race car. And then he gave the transmission and the suspension parts to another guy he knew named Troy McHenry. Now, Esrich crashed his Lotus. He survived. But McHenry hit a tree and died. So he was using the parts, the syringe missing, and the suspension parts from the original Porsche. He died.
So now, that's two people killed. That's two after people. James
that's
Dean
two people. Yes. Now George Barris. Now George Barris is very famous. He's also right up the road here. He's the guy that created the Batmobile. Mm. He also created the Munster's car.
Oh, really?
Like, he was the guy that, like, if you needed a weird car in Hollywood, you would go to George Barris.
Oh,
and
I love that.
And he's got a showroom right over there on Riverside. Now he actually bought the car then for parts. When they were trying to get the parts off the car's engine slipped and then broke the legs of one of his mechanics. Then somebody bought the transmission again from Dean's car, and a guy named William Eskerid, and he's driving in his car with that same transmission from the little bastard. He flips his own car with that transmission. He survives, but he sustains serious injuries.
This car is just reeking.
Yes. Then he sells a pair of tires from Dean's car, which reportedly blew out at the same time and caused the driver to veer off the road. So Barris is just freaked out. So far, it's car that, you know, James Dean's car has caused six injuries and two deaths. He said there was something strange about this particular car, a feeling, bad vibrations, an aura. Everything that car has touched has turned to tragedy.
I don't know why people still wanted parts of this car.
I have an alternate theory.
What?
I mean, we're looking back to the 1950s. Hmm? First of all, drunk driving was allowed. There was no laws.
That's true.
Second of all, there were no traffic laws, really. Mm-hmm. Third of all, there weren't the same sort of standards put onto cars to make sure they were suitable for driving. We didn't have the same sort of
safety standards.
Exactly. Plus, like, it was like a live fast, die young vibe. Like, there weren't really speed limits, I don't think, either. I mean,
well,
I think
also,
we're dealing with a lot of shit here.
This is true, because some of the guys that did take those parts in the beginning, I think, were also racing guys.
They're
race drivers, I think.
Yes.
So we have to look at the... And I'm just playing devil's advocate, because I do believe there is something here in that there was a lot of tragedy connected to the parts of this car. That being said, though, examining the time, it was much more reckless in general. And we're dealing with a Porsche, which is a high-speed vehicle. If those parts are going to other high-speed vehicles, people are buying Porsches when they're rich and don't give a fuck, and when they're rich and they want to race.
Now, let me interrupt you for a second, Alexis. Barris also, at one point, gave the car to the California Highway Control so they could use it for training exercises.
Patrol or control?
Control.
What is that?
It just like people that like were involved in the safety for the highways as they were starting
like
to build
Caltrans?
The highways. Yeah. Kind of like that. I mean, okay. I guess a little bit. Yeah. It was in a garage where it was being stored. The garage mysteriously burned down. But you know what? The car? Unscathed.
Seems like lore. I'd like to see some photos from that.
There was photos from it. I saw them.
What?
Yeah.
Is it true?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, I'm playing devil's advocate in this episode.
So then the car vanished in 1960, and it was in a boxcar on a train going from Miami to L.A. And apparently when it got to L.A., Barris opens up the boxcar, and it's gone.
Just disappeared.
There's a $1 million reward for its return.
That is just – it's a very strange timeline for this car. Very strange. Very spooky.
Indeed.
Mm.
Now, there are, you know, this got us talking about other celebrities who have died in car wrecks.
Yes.
And it's a gigantic list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go from Grace Kelly, who was a, you know, you talk about the Princess Diaries. I mean, this is her. A Hollywood movie star that becomes the Princess of Monaco. She loses control of her vehicle in 82, and she drives off a mountain, basically.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know that.
We've got Paul Walker.
Do we know what kind of car she was driving?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'd be interested to know.
Paul Walker was driving a Porsche as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he died in 2013.
Well, another thing about the Paul Walker car wreck, I know a guy, I met a guy and his little brother actually was in the area and went to the scene and stole a piece of Paul Walker's car and tried to sell it on the black market and got arrested.
Good.
Oh, 100%.
Jesus.
100%. But I think we fail to recognize like the residual sort of, I don't know, lore is the wrong word and I use it already, but it's just like people see opportunity when these things happen and they want to exploit it, which is really sad. Mm-hmm. Especially given how tragic and unexpected car wreck fatalities are. Yet we're all susceptible to it, mm-hmm. you know? And I think, but people are always going to try to exploit everything, which is sad.
Well, one of the most famous cases is Jane Mansfield, who was an actress in Los Angeles. She was 34. She was driving on a highway. She went sort of underneath a tractor trailer.
Oh.
And the people had said that she had gotten decapitated. I don't think she did. But the Jane Mansfield death car was actually taken on tour and shown to like different people.
Well, and it's worth noting that Jane Mansfield is Mariska Hargitay's mother.
That's right.
From Law and Order SVU. But I heard that she had been decapitated in that car wreck. But is that not true?
It goes back and forth. You read some places say she was, some places say she wasn't. Now, you've also got Randy Macho Man Savage, who died in a car accident.
He did?
Yep. Sam Kinison, which is really sad because apparently he had gotten control of his addictions, and then he got hit by a drunk driver when he was only 38 years old.
Oh, man.
George Patton, who had fought like the Nazis and everything, and then he gets killed when he comes back on his way to a hunting trip. Left Eye Lopez, you know.
Well, that's no, Tina Left Eye Lopez died in a plane crash.
I thought that was Aaliyah.
But I thought Tina did too.
I don't know.
Anyways.
Cliff Burton died in a bus accident from the original bassist from Metallica. Harry Chapin, who wrote Cats in the Cradle, died on the Long Island Expressway.
Wow.
And, of course, one thing that I didn't know, Tim Hortons, which is now invading America, Tim Hortons Donuts, Tim Hortons Coffee,
yeah.
Everybody loves it. He was a former hockey player. He actually died when he lost control of his Pantera sports car in 1974.
Also, Lisa Lopez did die in a car crash in Honduras. So I was confused.
So all we have to say to that is buckle up.
Buckle up.
Yes.
Yeah, buckle up. And I think it's worth noting that we all are immersed in true crime and are obsessed with sort of the malice of other humans, but more people do die in car wrecks. So I think vehicle safety should be at the forefront of all of our minds.
That is right. It blows my mind when people don't wear seatbelts.
Is that a thing?
Yes. Like some people just still do not wear seatbelts. And it is the craziest. Like I'll get in a car with somebody. I'm like, are you going to ever put that on?
Well, but now cars yell at you for not wearing it. So they buckle it and sit on it instead. Because like I'll put my backpack on my seat and it'll yell at me for not buckling up.
Right. So it's like a toddler.
But then I have to buckle up my backpack, which I'm like, this trusty cargo is all safe and sound.
Hey, listen, if there's a computer in there, it needs to be buckled up.
100%. That being said, though, it's like there's a reason your car manufacturer is telling you to buckle up. It's like statistically, it's safer. Do it, people.
Yes.
Buckle up. PSA.
That's
right. So there you go. Buckle up. And I know you're all going to buckle up, which is good. I know you're all going to drive safely, which is good. But you've also done a lot of really, really bad things. And you're going to tell us about those things right now, because we are going to come back and listen to the Worsty Firsties.
Worsty Firsty.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Single item at regular price.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Sinners, come one, come all. You're all bad. We're bad. We're here to revel in that naughtiness together, because you know what? We've all been there.
Yeah.
I look around this table before me, Jacqueline and William here. They aren't perfect, nor am I.
No.
And we're here to make you feel better about these things that you feel so terrible about. Consider this your confession booth. Consider this your therapy, and be prepared to be absolved. We're going to start right now with numero uno.
So my council of ladies said that I should call you all up with this story. This was in my mid-20s, so a few decades ago. I was at a gas station and was speaking to the gas attendant there, and they said, you know, whatever about the windshields and stuff. And the gentleman behind me came up to me and said, hey, what do you do? And I was working a shit job as a telemarketer at the time and really hated my job and everything. And he's like, well, I've got to, I own my own business and I want you, I'm looking for salespeople. And I was like, awesome. I was, what do you sell? And he wouldn't tell me. And, we chatted a while longer and he just wouldn't say what he sold or what his business was, but he wanted to meet with me. I was just excited to get out of telemarketing. So, we exchanged contact information and we split ways, and I went back to my apartment, and my buddy was there, and I was telling him, hey, I told him about the meeting, and he's like, dude, they're going to rape and pillage you, man. And I was like, well, no, he's offering me a job. And he's like, nah, man, you're going to get raped and pillaged. And I was like, well, I don't want to be raped and pillaged. So as much as I didn't want to be raped and pillaged, I also wanted a different job. So me and my buddy came up with a plan. So I contact the guy offering me the job, and we meet up at a local burger joint, and I make sure that we sit in a particular spot to where I can see the entryway, and I've got the fire exit behind me. So my back is to the wall, his back is to the entrance, and we've got a window, a glass pane window to our right. Now, through the window, out in the parking lot, which is completely blacked out, there's no light, is my buddy, who has an AR-15 with about 90 rounds of, ammunition with him. It was stupid. In the back seat, he also had a shotgun that was meant for me, so that if things went sideways, I could get out through the fire exit, and then we could lay waste to whoever's going to rape and pillage. So me and the guy sit down and we start talking, and the guy is selling Amway. So my council of ladies said I need to call because of the MLM discussion on the last podcast. This is by far not the worst thing that I've ever done in my life, but it is one of those things, many of the worst things I need to look up statutes of limitations on, and I usually don't talk about it unless I've had a couple bottles of wine.
All right, I want to start by saying that, wow, your voice is disarming.
No, I'm like, am I sexually attracted to you?
Like, why am I want to know more about you, frankly?
I love our firsties.
Yeah.
Everybody that has called, the way that they tell stories is so gripping, and I need to know what's going to happen next.
Need to know.
And there's humor, and there's one-liners. Like, yes. There is everything
and
in these stories.
And there was, like, a culmination, and, like, it was, honestly, your delivery, that's, I think I'm attracted to the delivery of your story.
No, I mean, and then at the crescendo voice. Being... He was selling Amway.
Amway. Yeah. Amway. And, Amway is one of the oldest, most quintessential MLMs.
It's the first MLM.
And that being said, the irony here is not that you were going to shoot this Amway convert-er. Mm-hmm. The irony here is that you still needed that to protect yourself from an MLM.
That is.
So
very
the
true.
Ironic is that your friend's instincts were not wrong.
Yes.
In that you know, you did dodge a bullet, so to say.
Yeah. And so did they. So did also they. Dodged a few bullets.
Hella bullets.
Yeah.
I also like his use of words and terms. His council of ladies.
Council? How do I join said council?
A man that has a council of ladies is always a good thing.
I mean, obsessed. Honestly, you sound like clergy.
I know.
Or monarch. Yes. And if either are true, you need to send us more messages. Like, I need to know more.
Can you just send us a picture of yourself?
Yeah. Because honestly, like, the illusion, this sort of picture you've painted of yourself is worth following up on.
Yeah. Yes.
And I also love the fact that he said, I don't want to be raped and pillaged. Now, when you think of raped and pillaged, you typically think of a town.
Yes.
Like the pirates.
Or a person.
The pirates came in and raped and pillaged this town.
Right.
Yes. But he's talking about himself, which I've never actually heard that used for a specific person. I didn't want to be raped and pillaged.
But like, honestly, raping and pillaging goes so far beyond the physical. It's like your soul can be pillaged.
Yeah.
Mm. And he knew that with perhaps...
No, that's what MLMs
will do.
He
was not wrong.
He wasn't wrong. And also, it's like, hey, this guy could be taking you for all your worth in God knows what ways.
Yes. So I also will say this to our firsties. If you are ladies, get yourself a council and then start talking to your male friends. And then have them call in. Because
you know
that's the way we're going to make society better.
No, we're on a roll right now with all of our men callers. We've had men like callers for the past couple episodes. And they really,
they bring it.
Gals, you need to step up your game.
They're bringing it.
Because every single caller that we've had that's been a guy has been like A+ content.
Yes.
A+.
And I just have to say, after listening to him, I just have an idea of what he might look like in my mind. This guy wears bootcut jeans with a cowboy boot underneath.
Oh my gosh.
He has...
Do you?
He has dark brown hair.
I don't know your name, but do you?
A mid-length beard.
Wow.
And he has dark eyes.
Maybe.
And he sort of looks like Robert Downey Jr.
Oh shit. Honestly?
So send us a picture so I know if I'm right.
Even if... Listen, if this is true, this whole idea of this spooky ghost car is correct. Because that means you can transmit sort of energetic ideas.
Yes.
I'm fully open to the possibility that you look like the complete opposite of what Jack said. That being said, you haven't crushed my spirit yet.
No. I mean, he's lifting my spirits.
Honestly, we're attracted to you even if you're a fucking fire hydrant, frankly, okay. Because of your storytelling abilities.
Love it.
So on to the next.
Yes.
Call us back once you know the statute of the limitations. We want to hear your other stories, by the way.
Yes, please.
Hi. Okay. The worst thing I've ever done. I don't know why I'm nervous right now. So the worst thing I've ever done was probably one of the best things I've ever done. I got arrested at a One Direction concert when I was 25. So it was more than a couple of years ago, but it was epic. And I was with my friend. We snuck backstage at the concert venue and just somehow ended up in a room where they happened to have some staff shirts, and we took the staff shirts and put them on and started walking around backstage and ended up seeing all of the guys, mostly Niall. We hung out with him for a little bit, and then he helped us come to our senses and was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You should probably leave. So we were like, oh yeah, that's probably a good idea. We tried to leave, and next thing you know, we were getting swarmed by security, but not before walking by Harry Styles and practically melting. It was amazing. But anyways, my friend and I got arrested. We had to go to court a couple days later, and we kind of got off easy. Like, well, actually, backtrack. We went to jail for a few hours, and we were in a jail cell, which is something I never want to do again, but looking back, it was pretty hysterical. We went on a roller coaster of emotions that night, from laughing hysterically to crying, because we didn't know, you know, what this was going to be for our future. 5 years later, I can say that it only came up once at a job that we actually both were working at. And they asked, you know, us to explain the situation, and we said, wrong place at the wrong time at a concert. And they asked what concert. When we said One Direction, they said, you could have made up a better band. But anyways, yeah, it was kind of the best night of my life, but definitely the worst thing I've ever done. my family knows about it, but her parents still don't. So hope they don't hear this. All right. Love you guys.
Oh, my God. I am obsessed.
The things we do for the things we love, mm-hmm. you know?
That is so true. I love that she got to, quote unquote, hang out with Niall. I don't think so.
And he's like, are you sure you should be doing this? It sounds like you confessed what you had done to him. And he tried to talk. He was like, should you be doing this? And it also sounds like he ratted you out. Because how did security start swarming you after?
That's the thing. Yeah. It's just like, Niall, come on.
Is he a rat? Is Niall a rat?
Niall, come on. I mean, listen, I know that there's some security issues here. I know you're very popular. I had no idea who the hell you are. I just Googled you.
Who is Niall?
I love Niall. He's my favorite member of
Harry
One Direction.
Styles is my favorite.
He gets
way to be original.
He gets 2 million likes on every Instagram post.
No, Niall is the cute little blonde boy from One Direction. His music is so good, way better than Harry Styles.
Does he have a solo career?
Yes. And what? It's his music is so
okay.
Really? Sings that slow hands
song.
You know
he drinks Guinness. Okay.
No, Niall is amazing. He'd be the one that I would go to try to hang out with because I love blondes. But anyways, I don't think that you were hanging out with him, but I love that you think that yourself. It's like when I thought I was hanging out with Britney Spears when I was like in the same room as her once. Yeah.
All right. Well, in the staff shirts, I could see how it's like, hey, Niall, you got to do this. And he might have listened. You know, like that being said, it sounds like you added yourself and I want to know more. Like, did you say at some point, like, we're not really staff?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's how this all culminated. Mm-hmm. Because if that's the case, I need you to hear me loud and clear. You are not a bad person. You literally admitted your fraud.
No, none of this front. Is none of this is bad.
Honestly, this is a victimless crime.
Well, yes. No, this is literally what I would do just on a smaller scale when I was younger.
We would
I would sneak backstage at concerts, but instead it would be like a Fall Out Boy concert or something like that. But we all do it. It's every girl's mm-hmm. dream when you're younger is to be backstage and somehow bump into a band guy and then maybe make out with them and then marry him one day, you know?
Victimless crime.
Victimless. Yes. And listen, it happened to all the Hansons wives. They were all
bopping all around.
They're
and literally it's the same shit we all did before we were 21, getting into clubs. Like, you were misleading. But you know what? It happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And this is the best thing. And I understand when you were in a jail cell laughing and then crying. You're like, this is all for One Direction. It sure was.
Yes.
And you did it. And it you was fucking worth it. Doubled down. And it was worth it. And now you have an amazing story to tell.
Yes.
So you should only feel good about this.
I love it.
Anything else?
No.
Billy?
Absolutely not.
On to
nothing
the next.
Else.
Hi. I'm a huge fan. I'm debating on this or another story. So maybe I'll just do both. But... So this happened in like middle school, right before I went into high school, and I had a friend, and I was friends with her through high school, but I hated her the whole time I was friends with her, because that's just how high school, like, you know, friendships work or whatever. But she was a horrible, horrible friend, like the most narcissistic person I've ever met. She just wanted everything I had, and she was just one of those girls. Like, I bet y'all could picture a girl like that. And she had a really young and hot mom, and she would always make me feel bad for my mom, who was Asian and, you know, small. And so she made the soccer team, and since she always bragged about her mom being a MILF, I started a rumor that she only got on the soccer team because her mom slept with the soccer coach. And it's only the worst thing I've ever done because I did it completely out of spite, but I really have no regrets. I did find out, though, that the soccer coach was a girl, so that added an interesting twist onto that rumor, but a lot of people believed it, and she was really pissed, but I think I could have done worse. So, yeah, thanks.
So... I love this for you. I think there are a lot worse channels of processing grief. And you know what? Some people in high school made up some shitty rumors about me, and I fucking made it through, first of all. Second of all, you know what? Your friend sounds like a terrible person, and I had one of those in high school, just like the worst, most malicious persons ever as my friend. And you know what? Because I was such a nice, calm, accommodating person, I acted out in mysterious ways because I was not equipped emotionally yet to stick up for myself in a healthy way.
Right.
So is that good that I did that? Is it good that it materialized in like backhanded ways? Definitely not. And hopefully as an adult, you've transcended that and you've learned how when someone irritates you to either cut them out of your life or address it. But the way you handled that is very typical of that age.
No, this is literally like a quintessential experience of a high school student.
Right, because like we don't know how to stick up for ourselves in a meaningful way. So it's like you have to, and you're worried about the repercussions of sticking up for yourself to this popular, like, narcissistic person. So your sort of reaction in response to them materializes in this other way, which is creating a rumor about someone.
I just love the twist. I mean, what a great
honestly,
twist.
Honestly, the twist
story
makes it amazing. And also, you know, less, I don't want to say less believable, but it makes it less hurtful, I think. I guess if this rumor ever got legs mm-hmm. and became sort of, maybe got back to this person's partner. Mm-hmm. Like it might be better considering. Anyways, my point is that the way you coped with that is obviously not good, but it is very normal considering the age. And I hope that person who fucked you over and was a shitty best friend learned their ways. That being said, they usually don't.
No, like, they just peak. They peak in high school and then yeah. that was their glory days. And then that's how you get your karma.
They turn to worse shitty people.
Yeah.
With less attention.
And then they don't thrive in life. And you know what? That's okay. You look at every single person who was like that in high school and they probably didn't make it far past that. That was their glory days.
Literally, my best friend in high school was the most abusive, awful, toxic person. And I'm definitely living better than her. And I never even had to get back at her. You know?
Living well is best revenge.
That's mm-hmm. right. All right. Anything else, guys? God, you guys weren't even that bad this week. But still, I fucking love you. Keep bringing these stories because they're bringing me life.
They really are. All right. Well, everybody knows what time it is. It's time for Alexis, aka George. Is it George today or we are different?
So on the heels of last week, our poem about Elaine was really well received.
Okay.
And George is still really tired because the summer of George is coming to a close and he's not in a good place. So today we are doing the Kramer disclaimer.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. My name is Kramer, and here's a disclaimer as a warning before becoming my neighbor. I burst through the doors without hesitation. I'll let myself in if you go on vacation. My behavior may drive you to seek relocation. A house rule of mine is that closing is optional. I'll eat off your food. I'm truly unstoppable. My massive hair adds about 6 inches. My body type has been compared to the Grinch's. Jerry's privacy is invaded. And when he gives me fruit, I become elated. Zero chill, no boundary, because I'm the devil who lives in 5B.
Oh my God. I was like, where is this going to go?
Yeah.
I love it.
Bye. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.